Welcome in to latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Brennan. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And what you know it, folks, the guy that can never show up on time says, hey, I got to leave early tonight. So there he is, Cousin Shane. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on? Actually, this is not a cold beer. This is I got to do some driving. So I said, Mike, can we jump on a little early? Because I got to get somewhere. And he was like, absolutely. So unfortunately, this is not a Coors Light. I've already had my two for the day.
Oh, buddy. Yeah.
How you been? You been good?
Yeah, busy. I've been busy. We got...
You're on Feinbaum today, right?
Am I?
No, I thought you were on Paul Feinbaum today.
No, that was last week, buddy. Yeah, you've missed a lot. But no, we got Easter coming up. So a little show announcement. I haven't even told you, Shane. Giving to Homer, giving the cousins a day. We're not going to be here on Sunday. Happy Easter, early Easter to everybody. But we will have a show on Friday, an interview. We got one lined up for Saturday, and we got one lined up for Sunday. So there will be no days missed by the podcast. We just won't be going live, if that makes... Does that make sense?
It does now. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Let's wrap. See you guys.
When you need time off, I'm like, I'm going to give him an extra couple days. So
he wasn't going to do it until Nico did this. He's like, I better tap the brakes or he's out of here.
Yeah, no doubt. So, hey, we got a lot to cover. I know you got to run.
Yes.
So let's dive into it, Shane. How about it?
By the way. I'm sorry.
Well, a couple things we got to hit on here.
Yes.
Let's start. This is something we knew was likely to come. It's official. This is official for all the teams next year. New injury rules in college football. No more of the faking of the injury, Shane.
Yeah.
Sorry, cousin Tim, with the Ole Miss there, hottie toddy. This is a rule put in place because of your damn head coach. But here's the rule, Shane. No longer can you fake an injury. Well, I guess you can technically, but if you fake an injury, you have to call it. You have to burn a timeout, and if you don't have timeouts, it's an automatic 5-yard penalty. And how they're doing this? Because I've already seen it, Shane. People are like, "Oh my goodness, now we're risking players because they're not going to go down if they're truly injured."
Yeah,
it's only after the ball has been spotted after a first down. Right. Okay. So if you get injured after a play, just stay down and there's no penalty. You don't have to take a timeout. None of that garbage. They're just trying to prevent when a team gets an offense gets a first down, they hurry up, they go tempo. And next thing you know, they're putting the ball down. They're looking to the sideline and they fall down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what this is going to prevent. Only if you go down after the ball has been spotted for a first down. Does that make sense?
So you got to be real quick with those signals, you know? Oh, man. I tell you what, Kiffin's going to be the Josh Heupel of injuries, isn't he?
And another rule they've changed, it was just kind of annoying. It only happened one time. But you remember the Georgia Tech game? It was a classic. Went into, eight overtimes?
Yes.
And every overtime, Kirby would look, what are they doing? Timeout. He called a timeout every damn time. Now they're saying, no. In overtime, when we go to the stupid 2-point shootout, we need to get away from that anyway, but they're keeping it for now. When we go to that, that's the third overtime. You get one timeout. The rest of the, if it goes to 1,000 overtimes, you only get one. So okay. Kirby can't be called a timeout. This is the Kirby rule. The other one was the Kiffin rule. This is the Kirby rule. Can't call a timeout to just see what everybody's doing on every single 2-point. Does that make sense?
You don't realize how much you hate this rule love this rule until you've seen it. You know, it's not like you see a lot of overtime games, but that was pretty bad, man. Every single overtime, it was a timeout. Not only, it just felt like we were there for a long period of time. But back on the Kiffin one, I am curious about that one because now that I've thought about it a little bit, those guys, I mean, because the natural reaction is to go to the sideline. You know, you get banged up or something like that. You jump up and you start heading. And how many times do you see them drop? Like the coach is telling them, get down. Right. I wonder, it's going to happen, man. There's going to be a couple games this season where you're going to have to burn a valuable timeout because in that moment, the kid didn't realize what he was doing. So, but this is, I guess, the side effect of fake injuries. So,
right. And again, I would imagine this is only on, you know, where you're getting a first down. So
yeah.
It's not going to be like fourth and short and they're running up. And then This damn penalty costs us a first down. I don't think it's going to be those situations. I really don't.
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, how about this, Shane? Big news in college football. Long time coming, but the nostalgia's fading. I'm sad now, Shane. Shout out Lee Corso retiring.
Yeah.
He's going to be 90 years old. If you know, in reality, Shane, if not for old Lee Corso, guys like us probably wouldn't have these shows. You know what I mean? Because He was a trendsetter. He's trying to be entertaining, and he did a hell of a job. But what they're going to do, Shane? They're going to let him do game day one more time, week one, so we'll give him a proper send-off, but only the one time is my understanding. And then he's retiring at the age of 90, and hell, he's had a great run, Shane. If we last to 90, whether we're working or not, we've done something right. You know, this man's out here working on ESPN, so hell of a career for old Lee Corso. You know what?
I miss it, man. I already miss him. We all saw this decline and we knew it was coming, but it is sad. It's, you know, getting old's never fun, you know, but I am excited about the next chapter, but more importantly, the legacy that he created because game day is Lee Corso. Say what you want. It's entertaining now and we're going to, they'll be fine moving forward, but it was created ultimately by Lee. That's the only reason I watched when I was younger. So,
right.
I know he will be missed, but you know, it's not like he's a goner, you know what I'm saying? He's just not going to be obligated to do game day.
Is there any memory that stands out? It could be anything for old Lee Corso that maybe is your favorite memory. And I got one if you don't right off the top of my head.
Well, I mean, obviously the headpiece stands out to me, and more often than not, I saw too many gators going on Lee Corso. So there was a moment, as I'm just said all those nice things, there was a moment I was not really happy with Lee Corso because he never chose the Tennessee Vols. You know, there's like one or two he's petting the dog, but those are the ones that kind of stand out with me with those Tennessee Florida games.
Right. And then, you know, people do the same thing to us. I love it, but it got to a point where, like, if Lee picked you, you were upset because it's like, God, this guy's always wrong. That's kind of where we're at right now. But that always kind of stood out to me. But yeah, it's got to be the headgear. Anybody else that does that, they're just ripping off Lee Corso from now to the end of eternity. You know what?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know who you can't rip off, Shane?
Cousin JR.
Yeah, come on. He just gifted 5 memberships, Shane.
Oh, man, come on now.
Breaking Parallels, Dixie Piper. What a name. What a name. Chodakin. Oh, that's another good one.
He's just picking hard names now, isn't he?
Mr. Bloodline and Edward Rand. You've all been gifted memberships thanks to the legend, JR.
Welcome to the family. Thank you, cousin.
Thanks to JR. What a
man. Promo code JR. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Hey, how about this one, Shane? We got a donation here. Shout out Cousin John Lee. Will Shane truffle shuffle when Florida spanks Little Tennessee this year?
Jeez Louise. All right, yeah. Spanks. So I'm going to say multiple scores. Florida beats Tennessee by more than one score. I will do it right after the game.
Yeah.
Probably crying. Drunk off my ass. Pissed off because something happened. But yeah, if that happens, clip it, Mike. There's your bet.
Well, speaking of them Florida Gators, Shane, and Tennessee, legendary, infamous, I refer to them. Did you see this old Urban Lion Meyer?
Oh, God.
Tennessee screwed. Sorry if this type is probably hard to read. Tennessee is screwed. Everybody's saying, nice job, Tennessee, taking a stand. Blah, blah, blah. He says, well, what's going to happen when Tennessee and Florida play? They play every year in October, according to him. They play every year in October. What's going to happen when Josh Heupel goes out to the field at the 50 and they get whooped? And he says, well, at least we took a stand. I mean, First of all, Shane, I don't know if this is a guy ever that we need to be taking lessons from when it comes to the right thing to do. You know, there's endless, you know, guy and his team literally killed people, among many, many other things. But also, Shane, I thought this was pretty hilarious, you know, for a guy that covers college football and gets paid to do it. Any idea off the top of your head, Shane, how many times Florida, Tennessee, which they do play every year, how many times it's been in October?
October? well, maybe once? Zero? I mean, typically it's just...
Since 1992, Shane. Long time. Remember, they play every year, right?
Yeah.
It's happened twice.
Twice.
And this year it's November. So he don't know the month. He don't know where the game... He thought it was in Tennessee this year. I mean, what a damn fool he's making himself out to be. You know what?
Well, he's not even in, he doesn't even cover SEC. You know what I'm saying? And he just came in there with his hot take. Like, hey, remember, I still exist. I'm still a guy up here up north, you know, that dates young women. So that eats pizza and cries.
Yep.
Fakes heart attacks on the sideline. You know, he was the ultimate fake injury, you know? They should have called it the urban rule. That's exactly.
Well, and so he's called about for moving on from Nico. How about this? You see this, Shay? This is wild. This is I hope this is a true story. I mean, it was in the news, so it must be true, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear about this Maryville pastor?
Yes. Yeah.
Anybody that missed it, check it out. This guy, shout out Josh Sullivan. Very thankful that he's back. This is a Maryville pastor. He got kidnapped, Shane, kidnapped in South Africa, as one does down, in a shootout down there. But thankfully they got him back. We got Pastor Sullivan back. And, what did he say when they got him back? He said, he's upset over Nico. Oh my goodness. Like, you know, this is when they say it means more, whatever. This is literally the definition of that. You know what?
You know, it's funny. I know it's big news when my wife tells me about it. You know, when my wife starts asking me questions about Nico, then I know that this is a pretty big story. It's not so much about the football. It's the social side of it, she said. And it's been everywhere. I mean, it has caught fire on Facebook. I will tell you right now. So, yes, it is kind of a joke. But again, I think this is this is, again, an example of how important college football is to us fans. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we're diehard fans. This man is in Africa, kidnapped. I shouldn't laugh because there was people who got killed in this situation.
But, oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. But the fact that he was able to survive this thing, come back, and the first thing he wants to talk about is Tennessee football. Buddy, I'm telling you, there's some diehard fans around here.
Yep. And one where I think we've converted, Shane, shout out to our buddy Chris Barler. You know, all this talk, Nico didn't like the offense, yada, yada, yada. Go follow this man. I don't know what his handle is these days, but this is a graphic he did, Shane. It's not about the money. It's the offense, he says. And I just thought this was fantastic. This is a graphic, again, by our buddy Chris Barler. Points per game down under Nico. Yards per pass down, yards per pass attempt, QBR, touchdowns, yards, rating, all down under Nico. And you could say, well, hell, Nico's a freshman, right? I mean, that's not fair. Well, here's a stat of all the first year quarterbacks Josh Heupel's ever had. And far and away, Nico's the lowest. So, again, all this nonsense coming from their side, it really doesn't amount to much when you actually look at the context of everything, does it?
No, it doesn't, man. And honestly, if a Vol fan were being truly honest with you, Mike, we didn't have great feelings about this season. I didn't coming in. I kept dreaming that, you know, Nico took that step forward, that this offense became just a little bit of what 22 was, you know. But honestly, if I was being honest with myself, there was no upside with this offense. Now, you know. Now I'm a little excited because now we're shopping again, and now the grass is greener type situation. So I'm hearing some good names floating around for them Tennessee Vols, and hopefully we land one of those and get Tennessee back on track.
Well, here's the name that's trending, Shane. I want to shout this out. Then we'll move on to SEC stock report. Final thing here. Notre Dame quarterback, Shane. Oh, I know how you love Notre Dame quarterbacks. Steve Angeli, I mean, with a name like that's pretty angelic, if I'm not going to lie right there, Shane. 772 passing yards, 10 touchdowns, one interception, 9.7 yards per attempt. Now, this is not like official or anything like that, but right. Fans are grasping at names here. And apparently this kid is pretty coveted. And I reached out to our good friend Steven Lassen. I said, tell me about this Angeli, man. Tell me. Give me a scouting report. So this is straight from the man himself, Steven Lassen. He said he'd have him behind Gio Lopez as the best quarterback in the portal, if you're not counting Nico. Good size, solid arm. Like the timing and efficiency he showed at Notre Dame. Plays well in that structure. See the play and get the ball out. Probably not a huge upside guy, but raises Tennessee's floor. Also battle-tested, played in the Sun Bowl, played last year in the Orange Bowl in the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. Seems like he's a good leader, too. Honestly think he could have started at Notre Dame this year, but they have a guy, C.J. Carr, is going to be very, very good, according to old Steven Lassen. So taking that all in, Shane, would you be happy with Angeli? Would you be upset? I don't think if he is the guy Tennessee gets, I don't think they're coming in here and saying it's your job. I think they're going to make him and Merklinger compete for it.
Mike, I can't name one jelly I don't like, you know?
Yeah, right on time. Cousin Tony says Cracker Barrel biscuits and jelly.
I'm telling you, man. Hey, what's your go-to? Just curious. When you go, you probably don't do jelly because you're healthy and stuff, but. Like, if you did do a jelly, is there one, like, you go to? Is it always grape, or is it I'm a big fan of blackberry jelly.
Yeah.
My wife got me onto that one, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not rare, or I mean, it is rare that you see this. I mean, it's not super rare or anything, but usually they don't have it at Cracker Barrel and stuff like that. But I love blueberry. And I get it at, shout out, Nashville Jam Cafe. Mm. That's the spot. If you want to go for breakfast in Nashville. Everybody goes to like the popular places.
Pancake Pantry.
Yeah. I mean, those are good. They're all good. But Nashville Jam Cafe, never a line. Get right in. Food's excellent. And get you a jar of blueberry jam. You walk out the door. I love blueberries.
Never had it. I'm sure I'll love it. I'll love it.
Here's a wild card. I love this. Shout out Cousin Brian. My favorite jalapeno. Now, they have, again... Not a sponsor, probably should be Nashville Jam Cafe. They have a strawberry jalapeno cherry jelly.
Sounds dangerous. That sounds dangerous.
It's sweet. It's heat. I don't think it could be beat, Shane.
No. I the older I get, the more I enjoy spices. I don't know if it's because my taste buds are dying off or whatever, but I would definitely try the jalapeno because there's something about the sweet and heat. You know, I had some teriyaki the other day. And then I had a choice between the teriyaki or the jalapeno teriyaki. Brother, mm-hmm. I made the right choice. Now, a day later, I was like, I should have went with the original. But anyway, it was there's something about the sweet heat.
Next time you're up here, I'm going to treat you to some Nashville Jam Cafe.
You don't take me that. You take me to some grass farm and craft beer place, but you didn't take me to that jelly place? Know your audience, Mike.
All right. Hey, before we start talking food for an hour, Shane, let's hit. We've done this before.
Yeah.
But spring is about to end, Shane. We got a spring game on Friday night, South Carolina. We got one on Saturday, Texas A&M. Remember, Texas A&M, the only one brave enough to go on TV. So, tune in if you're dying for some SEC football here on Saturday. I believe that's going to be 3:00 Eastern, 2:00 Central. I wanted to do SEC stock report.
Okay.
As we head into, we're going to have a break. Remember, we're not going to be, you and I at least, live until Tuesday. So Where are we at? Essentially on the other side of spring, stock up, stock down. And I'm thinking, Shane, I don't necessarily want to do this for like next season's team.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the program overall. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's buy or sell. And I'm going to let you do two holds, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. So
but everybody else, buy or sell.
Deal.
So where are we at? Where are we at with Alabama? Are you buying or selling? The stock of Alabama year two, Kalen DeBoer.
I don't know, man. There's something about it. There's something about these guys that makes me believe that we're sleeping on him. And I you can't sit there at 9.5 and say people aren't talking about you, but it's kind of funny how many people are not talking about Bama right now. They're not the fun team to right. talk about, but come November, they may be the team to beat. So I'm buying. I am buying stock right now in the Tide. I think that I think a lot of fans are sleeping on them.
Yeah, may never get lower the stock than it is today. And it, hell, it's not even low, but it's just low by their standards. So, buddy.
You love to contradict me, but I think I got you on this one.
I gotta buy this one. You're right. I almost didn't. Hey, shout out Cousin Joel. Just gave us $20. Appreciate you, Cousin Joel. Joel Heyman. He said, why do I always leave this show feeling hungry? Love you guys. Love the show. At least the off season is exciting now. Sorry about your quarterback. You're probably better off. Appreciate you, Cousin Joel. Hey, since he gave us that donation, Shay, let's do Texas next.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's do Texas. You buying, selling, Sarkisian. They're on a historic run here, Shane. Back to back college football playoff appearances. They're eyeing a national championship, and they got God's gift to football at under center. Buy, sell, or hold Texas.
Man, I hate to do it because they just gave me $20, but I think I'm selling. I think I'm selling Texas right now. I'm again, the standard is higher. If you compare, you know, Alabama, a team that didn't get to the playoffs, to a team that not only went but won games in it, you know, the standard, the expectation is to make another SEC championship, potentially win it, also maybe win a national championship. Now, they did lose a lot. Obviously, we got the draft coming up. You're going to hear a lot of Texas love when the draft hits. And you look at paper, it makes sense. You say, hey, I'd even almost consider a hold here. But there's too many question marks for me. And they jump right in the fire with that Ohio State week one, breaking in that offensive line. There's too many variables for me. So this is a slight sale. This isn't I'm burning them up, you know. It's just the expectations are too high compared to last season.
Buddy. I can't believe I'm the one saying this, Shane. Come on, I'm buying Texas. Come on, what are you talking about? I think they're all in with Arch, obviously, with Steve Sarkisian. I don't know how long Sarkisian is going to be there. I think if there's one SEC coach that it makes the most sense will jump to the NFL, it's probably Sarkisian.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's going anywhere, Shane, until he wins a national championship. And they certainly got the resources. They're throwing everything they can to give him what he wants. With Nick Saban, his dynasty gone, I think Georgia is still the team to beat in the SEC. But, buddy, I think if there's a close second, it's got to be Texas. And that just means it's open for him to win a national championship. The weight of the world, I think, is on our shoulders. But I think he's wired right, Shane. So I don't think it's going to affect it. Hell, it may be even better. You know what I mean? I mean, this kid's had pressure on him since about the eighth grade of middle school. So, I'm buying Texas because I think they're going to win a national championship under Steve Sarkisian.
Listen to you. Look at you. I tell you what. Hey, maybe it's all a convincing I did. And again, I'm not saying, like, you showed there it's 9.5.
Right,
I'm saying 10 wins, the stock is less than.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they can even hit the over there, make a playoff, but if they lose another SEC championship or first-round playoff, then all of a sudden it's not as good. We're talking fine hair here. Texas is one of those programs that's kind of built a shadow that's pretty big right now.
Yeah, I hear you, but you're wrong. Okay, how about how about them Gators, Shane? Let's shout out Liquid here. I see him. He's going. They're talking championships or bust after their basketball team just won it all. Where's the state of the Florida program, Shane? You buying, you selling them Gators?
Oh, how can you not love Gator basketball right now? Mm-hmm. You have to, because you're going to absolutely hate Gator football this upcoming season. No. I'm not going to have to do the truffle shuffle. I ain't going to have to mess around with that. You got a quarterback, may not even play. And you're saying, is the stock up or down? honestly, I think we've given a little too much credit to the way the season ended last year. I do like the pieces that are involved with Billy Napier's offense in particular, but I still think that the bar is too high for them. 6.5, that's crazy. Not going to hit it. Sell, sell, sell. They're not making a bowl game this year.
Shane, I love when you're the bad guy. Because it means I don't have to be. Come on, I'm buying. If, now, huge, huge if DJ Lagway plays, I think it's a playoff-type team. Maybe not quite there, but I think 9-3. I don't think that's good enough to get you there. But, it's good enough for have you competing for the playoff all season long. So I'm buying right now, Shane. I'm maybe it's a bunch of baloney. I was blowing smoke for the Gators last year, and I sold it after 3 weeks of play. So, I guess I get a half credit for that. But I'm buying right now, but only because it was so low. Well, that's kind of sad. Is it? I'm sitting here saying seven regular season wins and saying, this is a program on the rise. You know, normally that gets your coach fired. This is more of a belief in DJ Lagway, if he's healthy, than it is Billy Napier. I don't think Billy Napier is a very good coach.
Yeah, no, I don't either. I mean, we just joked about Urban Meyer faking a heart attack. Not for six wins. You know what I'm saying? So the standards used to be so high there in Florida. And fans know that. If you're on that SEC podcast right now in what month? The April month, you know, you're a diehard Gator fan, and you most likely remember the good old days. And the longer we go away from those days, the lower that standard gets. Get the hell out of here. We gotta get this thing fixed.
How about Ole Miss, Shane? You buying, selling, you holding them Ole Miss Rebels?
Oh man. I'm probably holding. This is the team I'm probably holding on because obviously the returning production that they have on offense and defense is substantially lower than in a lot of teams in the country. But Lane Kiffin has proved time after time that it doesn't matter. He can still get the most out of them. He's one of the most consistent coaches in the SEC right now. But because of that uncertainty, I don't really want to pull the trigger on it. I don't know if they're a playoff team, but it wouldn't surprise me if they show up.
Yeah. Well, shout out to Lane Kiffin. He was on Theo Von podcast. I started listening to it. Fantastic. Wait till this is over. But when it is, you know, go check it out. It's fantastic. But all that being said, Shane, I'm selling. Come on. I'm selling them Rebels. Couldn't get it done. Couldn't get to the college football playoff. We got the draft coming up, Shane. Mm-hmm. It's going to be absolutely loaded with Ole Miss players. Yeah. So I think we're going to look back and say, man, how the hell did they not make the college football playoff? And we know the answer because they lost to freaking Kentucky, you know? So yeah. I'm selling right now, but only selling because this is something he said on the Theo Von podcast. This program has had four 10-win programs or four 10-win seasons in the last 50 years, and three of them came under me in the last four. So we're talking all-time high right now, Ole Miss. So unless they win the SEC, unless they win the national championship, it's kind of hard to go up from that. So I'm selling, but I don't feel great about it, but I think that's the safer bet. I really do.
Yeah. Again, that's where I want to go, but would you be surprised if they make the playoffs? Like, you know what I'm saying? Would you be surprised if they won 10 games? Yeah, with that schedule. I think that's one of the things that we keep forgetting is Ole Miss has got a pretty good road to, or a good shot to get to that final spot. But
right.
I don't think I would be surprised. I mean, look, Georgia, obviously no Bama, you got LSU. I think those are probably your two biggest games right there, but mm-hmm. Kentucky, Arkansas, Oklahoma, any South Carolina, Florida State. I mean, you talk about there's an opportunity after that Georgia game, win or loss, that you win out and kind of like that Florida, you got that buzz, that momentum toward the end of the season where you're kind of like, do we leave this team out?
Well, here's the million-dollar question for Ole Miss in 2025, Shane.
Yeah.
The entire Lane Kiffin era,
mm-hmm.
what the issue was, they couldn't win the big game, mm-hmm. but they won all the ones they were supposed to. They flipped it last year. They won the big game, but they lost games they shouldn't have.
Right.
Again, we look at that schedule and say there's a lot of games that they should win. Is it going to repeat? Are they going to do that again? Are they going to lose a couple games they shouldn't? I don't know. If they win the games they should, like they did the first couple years, you're right. They may go to the playoffs. So I think that's going to be what we look at for Ole Miss next season. All right.
Did Theo ask him that? Gang, gang?
No, he didn't. Come on, Theo. How about Mizzou, Shane? Speaking of schedule, Missouri. Buy, sell, or hold the Missouri Tigers.
Oh man, you know I love Mizzou. It's like my stepkid here, but I'm going to sell right now. Mm-hmm. Just because, again, the turnover, similar to the Ole Miss situation, you talked about some of these names that are going to be rattled off during the draft. Mizzou's the same boat, offense and defense, and I feel like you didn't squander an opportunity, but I felt like you missed a little bit last season, and the uncertainty at quarterback is my biggest one. So I'm going to sell Mizzou.
Yeah, that's a popular sell, Shane, and I think I'm right there with you. Again, just because you win 21 games the last 2 years,
mm-hmm.
it's very hard to duplicate that. But, and also, I mean, if I'm being completely honest, you know, the talk from Drake is the best team I've ever had. It's almost like he's trying to will it. He's trying to get them to believe. So is that reality? I don't know. Maybe he's just trying to warn us, Shane. Maybe he's warning us that there's a damn Mizzou Tiger coming for the rest of the SEC. But I got to see it to believe it. You know what?
He's taking receipts right now.
How about A&M, Shane? This is a fascinating program right here. Buy, sell, or holding the Aggies going into year two, Mike Elko.
I'm going to hold at 8 wins. too soon. I think Elko has a bright future down here in College Station, but honestly, Mike, we've got to see it, you know, and I do feel like Reed doesn't get enough respect. I hope a full off season of recruiting and portal love that, you know, Elko's able to build the roster that he wants. I just don't think we're quite there yet. Not an easy schedule by no means, but to say, you know, can they do, cause that's why I'm looking at, can they do better in 8 wins next year? I'm not convinced with what I've currently seen. So I'm just kind of going to hold here. So I've used up my two holds.
Hey, how about this? What a comment here from, Razor Bash, Shane, sell Mizzou like it's hocked to a crypto. Had to highlight that one, but yeah, I'm buying. How about that? I'm buying A&M though, Shane. I'm not buying into the hype, but we got to be better than we were under Jimbo.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, 7-1, I was all aboard. I thought we were going to the national championship, Shane. I mean, I thought if we could keep this going, if we could run the ball, if we could stop the run, we're unstoppable. And it was looking like that till the final month of the season hit. So, again, year two, I think generally you're better in year two, right?
Right.
If they're better than last year, this could be a playoff team. I'm not saying it is. Again, I'm not predicting it because we can't predict it. Because if we do, they'll go 8-4, 7-5 again. You know what? So I'm buying the Aggies right now. I really am.
Yeah, at least one of us is, because you're not getting me in. I mean, I've been, you know me. I get sucked into Aggie love all offseason. I'm not doing it. We got a firm rule this year at this household.
Okay. How about the Gamecocks? You buying South Carolina under Shane Beamer? Shane?
Mike, I think this is a team on paper, as far as wins and losses, takes a step back. So I am selling South Carolina. I feel like this schedule is even harder this season. I'm not saying they necessarily caught lightning in a bottle last year, but there was some pieces that were pivotal for their success that are no longer in that locker room.
Right.
I can't say Loggins because I gave him a hard time, but it seemed like that was a pretty good hire after all. And, you know, so there was even some coaching hires and fires, or no, I shouldn't say fires, but departures that I think hurts the situation there in Columbia. So, not by much, but I think I'm going to sell South Carolina.
Yeah. I hate to do it, Shane, but I'm right there with you. They got to prove it to me. you know, consistency at a high level in the SEC is just so much more difficult than having that jumping out of nowhere, winning 9 games. Mm-hmm. Should have been 10 last year. I mean, that was a hell of a season. You do it 2 years in a row, I'll start to believe.
Yeah.
But even a program like Missouri that just did it, we're sitting here saying, oh, can they do it 3 years in a row? You know, it's very, very, very difficult to do. And I think if Lenore Sellers is the best quarterback in the SEC, maybe the country, absolutely, I'm buying it. But
I'm sorry.
But again, I think you hit on something important there. A lot of losses, particularly on the defensive side of the football.
Yeah.
That I think when you bring back a quarterback, you just completely overlook key leaders and contributors on the other side of the football that you should not be overlooking right now.
Yeah, and I want to this one here, this piece right here, also the ups and downs. You know, this, and I'm not saying that this track record that Beamer's been on is always going to stay, but I mean, look, there was a bad year followed by a good year, and it just kind of went back and forth. And obviously, 2024 was a great banner year. If you look at it, if you're gambling, if it's hit red so many times, you're going to hit red again. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of my thought process as well.
Yeah. Okay. How about, you know what South Carolina fans are telling us right now, Shane?
That we stink. I bet.
How do we fix it? ShopBando. Come on. Get better spells, better predictions. If you go to ShopBando.com, Shane, put in that promo code at the checkout, SEC, for $5 off your entire order. $5 off, Shane, is 40% off the entire starter pack product. Shane, what is this starter pack, you ask? It's a solid stick of deodorant. It's a cream tube deodorant and 2 free products of your choice with free shipping over at shopmando.com. No baking soda. We're done with the baking soda in this household, Shane. Clinically proven to block odor and control it for 72 hours. That's how long Nico's been searching for a damn home. You know what?
Absolutely. I thought that the local news had a video camera or a video team out there watching them pack their vehicles up. Isn't that? I mean, that's where we're at. Tell me it doesn't mean more.
They could have used some Mando out there if I would have gathered.
Absolutely. A little warm out there in the parking lot.
Speaking of Nico, Shea, Tennessee, buy, sell, where are you at on them or hold on them Vols?
Well, I'm out of hold, so I got to pick one, Mike, and it's tough to go back to the playoffs without a quarterback. So right now, I'm going to have to sell, even though I absolutely love this schedule. We talked about it at length all season long, off season long. I still feel like if there's a splash get, you know, in the portal, then all of a sudden we may revisit this. But at this current moment, I am going to sell.
I'm going to hold this one, Shane.
Yeah.
Oh, because again, we need to see who they get out of the portal. Mm-hmm. I think Heupel has proven he is a upper echelon SEC head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that mean likely to go to the playoffs? No, not this year. But you know, with that schedule, they're another one that's got the schedule to get there if they have a quarterback. But I'm holding because I think the future is bright. But I think next year, I already was anticipating a little bit of a down year. I think you could already sense that.
Yeah.
And that was with what I thought was going to be continuity at the quarterback position. So I think next year will be a down year, but I don't think it's going to mean the end of the program, if that makes sense.
Right. Absolutely. Here's one for you, Mike.
Oh.
Cousin Jet. Wait. Just Cousin Joe.
Suburban has no coach, no quarterback. Mighty have to root for Bama this year. Oh, my Lord.
What does this world come to? What is this? Thank you, Cousin Joe. You crazy bastard. I tell you what, Cousin Joe's, they're the wildest ones, ain't they?
He says autocorrect got him. Auburn. He's okay. Saying Auburn has no coach, no quarterback, might have to root for Bama. That makes a little bit more sense.
Ooh, let's do Auburn. Let's pull them up.
Do we have to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You always do Auburn at the end when everybody's tuned off.
you buy, sell, or hold Auburn Tigers right now?
I think that you buy, man. This is a team that you, as a product of its own failure. You know, if Auburn would have had a successful season that we thought it should last season, mm-hmm. then maybe this could have been a hold situation. But because last year was so bad, I think naturally you're going to see an uptick. But I'm a little more excited about Auburn. I feel like they've got some pretty exciting pieces. I know there's a lot of people on here, a lot of you Sooner fans don't like the quarterback, but sometimes a new place, new face, you never know. It could be a lightning and bottle situation. And I'm thinking that's what happens down here in the Plains, and just pray to God Hugh Freeze doesn't screw it up. So give me bye.
You're talking about new faces, Shane.
Yeah.
It's the old face that's got me. Oh. sell it. I'm selling. As long as Hugh Freeze is the damn coach down there, Shane, I'm selling Auburn. I don't believe he's given us any indication that he knows what in the hell he's doing other than recruiting. And you know, a lot of that these days really just comes down to money anyway. So I've said it before, I'll say it again, Shane. I think he is stuck in that roster for the next coach. I will say, though, a little teaser for an interview we got coming up here. Apparently, their new quarterback, Deuce Knight.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's incredible, Shane. So the true freshman, already have a quarterback controversy down here, but he is apparently the real deal. And if he is, I think what that's going to do is buy Hugh another year, if nothing else. You know what?
I think we use Cousin Joe saying, you know, is it Auburn or Suburban? One of those teams are showing up.
All right, how about this one, Shane? I'm fascinated to hear what you have to say about them. Oklahoma Sooners. You buy, you're selling, you're holding on the Sooners.
Oh, man, I don't want to plug another interview, but I'm going to. I just got off the horn with Cousin Travis out there, Norman, and I'll tell you what, it's tough not to be a little more excited about what the Sooners are doing. You know, every time you look up, there's somebody new in the portal coming to Norman, Oklahoma, and I think it stems from just the excitement of Nagy, the excitement of Mateer coming to town. You've got your running back now, a damn another center in the mix. You know, we didn't like this offensive line last year, so let's add some more receivers coming back. Brother, how can you not be excited about them Oklahoma Sooners? So I'm going to say bye. Brent has got his back against the wall, and by God, he is putting everything out there to make sure that this damn team's successful.
Yeah, I agree with everything you just said, Shane, except for the last part there. I'm not buying, and I'm not selling. I'm holding, because I don't know if Venables, I think he may be the best, him and probably Kirby's better, but second best defensive coordinator, mind, whatever you want to say, in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if he's a qualified head coach. I really don't, because all the bad things happened last year. You know, it's easy to, you know, we'll run these people off, we'll run these players off, yada, yada. Well, he's responsible, you know?
Yeah.
He recruited him. He hired him. He brought him on. So, again, I don't know if he's head coaching material. I really don't. And he's the biggest thing holding me back. That's why I'm holding. I like the future. I like that we got Jim Nagy. I think the future is bright, but we may not have the right head coach, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, it does make sense. And, you know, but there's a part of me here, Mike, that looks at this a little bit different than 2024. Venables, say what you want, I thought that defense was fantastic at times last season and clearly is going to have a grasp on that side of the football. But not only did he get Mateer, but he got the coach. And I feel like that chemistry is going to pay dividends with what Oklahoma wants to do here. They're able to kind of get – that way he can kind of get that off his plate. Doesn't have to worry about recruiting as much. You know, they're hiring new recruiting guy. They've got Nagy taking care of all that other stuff that clouded his mind. And now he can focus on the one thing that he is really good at. And if Oklahoma comes out with a similar defense, doesn't have to be the exact, but close to the same standard defense that they had last year, and we get some life from that offense, brother, I know it's a daunting schedule, but I tell you what, when we get to the end of the season, we're going to look back and say, damn, Oklahoma took some major steps forward.
Liquid with the bomb here, Shane. This is hitting below the belt. Oklahoma's the new Missouri of the SEC. They hate Missouri. Don't you ever say that.
Don't you say that. You get their names out of your mouth.
How about Georgia? Where are we at with Georgia, Shay? This is an interesting time for the Dogs. You know, wasn't that long ago? They looked like they were destined to win three national championships in a row. And yet we're sitting here saying, oh, the SEC champions. What a terrible year that was. I mean, but the standard is so, so high that down there in Athens. But as long as that man Kirby Smart's down there, I feel like you got to buy. But again, if you're going off the peak of the peak, maybe it makes some sense to sell. I don't know. I'm talking in circles here. Where are you at with Georgia?
Where am I at with Georgia? I don't know where I'm at with Georgia. The problem with Georgia is I keep telling you how good they're going to be, and then they find ways to disappoint me. You know, I want to sit back and because I thought this is what we were doing, man. I thought when Nick Saban left, the keys were handed over to Kirby Smart, and he was going to run this league for years. And he has had some really good players. He's had some really good teams. But as far as the numbers, they're just not hitting. Teams that shouldn't be close are close. Teams that, you know, should be a win, somehow they get a loss, especially last year. I'm talking about the Notre Dame game. I'm talking about even the Ole Miss game. I felt like after that Texas matchup, there's no way that this team's going to slow down. Even Clemson, it took a halftime adjustment to get into this ball game. I'm not seeing the Georgia I was promised. So am I buying or selling? I'm going to want to sell, but I'm going to buy because it's Georgia. And it's like, if it wasn't last year, it is this year. And I think the fact that there's less chirping, less drama, not saying that Beck created this kind of, but there was a little bit of that flair. I feel like even though Kirby comes out here and he bitches, moans about the, you know, leadership in that locker room, I think he finds it. And I feel like Georgia's got so many athletes that they're going to surprise some folks. So I'm buying the Bulldogs. They're going back to the playoffs.
Yeah, maybe if they were coming off a national championship, I think I'd have to sell.
Yeah.
But this drought, this massive, what is it, two-year drought? I think that gives me reason to buy, Shay, because I think they're going to win at least one more under old Kirby, if not multiples. Yeah. Buddy, I don't know if this is incentive or not, Shane. Did you see this, Cousin Joe?
Crazy, got us with Cousin Joe.
$10. Appreciate you, Cousin Joe. Hey, Cousin Shane, I'll give you incentive to lose weight. You get under 320, and I'll get you a tandem skydive with the U.S. Army parachute team, the Golden Knights. There's probably a weight limit, Shane.
Sounds like it. that's a pretty detailed I don't know.
But I don't know if you want to be skydiving. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. I don't know if that's incentive or not. At the
limit, you know. like what is like 321? I'm fucking dead. hey, I do appreciate you reaching out. Maybe we can work something out where I don't actually jump out of the plane. You know, but maybe I filmed something. You know, I'm glad he brought it up. A lot of people talk about, you know, the weight, obviously, and I appreciate the support. Honestly, I do. Anybody and everybody, I it doesn't fall on deaf ears. You know, obviously, I've got I'm 43 years old, so it's not like I just found this addiction. You know, it's been with me in my entire life, but I have been doing better, and I appreciate all the support. The golf is a lot of it. I joke about golf and everything, but I go out there 4-5 times a week sometimes. And Mike sees my steps, you know, he's having a little tough time keeping up. So as of now, I am down officially 40 pounds and from the time I started. And problem is I'm still eating, but you know, now I'm kind of making it up with the exercise, which is kind of what the doctors said all along. So, but I appreciate cuz and maybe we can work something out because I will find you at 320 and maybe less. I probably won't need to get under 3 and then I'll revisit the jumping out of the plane.
Yeah, and I can attest to his Apple Watch where we have it synced up to where it's, yeah. he can see mine, I can see his. And I thought someone stole his damn watch. I was like, good Lord, all this working out. They're working out under or you hooked it up to your dog again. I was thinking one or the other.
Yeah, don't get me started on the Fitbit, you know, and I'm still mad Bruno didn't get me 10,000 steps that day.
Hey, all right. How about one of your favorites? All right, and JR says, "Don't shoot out the dogs, King Kirby. Don't forget it, Shane." LSU, you buying? You selling? You're holding the Tigers.
Oh, you know me, man. I am all in on this. Coach Kelly, he took a little bit of that salary and he sent it my way. And he said, "Shane, say good things about them LSU Tigers." We danced and laughed. And I tell you what, brother, they are going to surprise some folks this year. Every time I start looking at teams that will compete, every time I look at teams that have a real shot to make it to a national championship, I keep going back to this squad right here. They've got the pieces. They got the fans. They're very disappointed because the expectations are so high. 8.5 is just not good enough. Bye, bye, bye right here.
I think I'm selling, Shane. I think I'm selling with all this offseason hype. You know, I think Brian Kelly's very good. I don't think he's elite. Now, would I be stunned if LSU makes the playoff? No, they are a playoff team to me. But are they going to trip up somewhere? I don't know. This may be one of the most fascinating teams in the SEC because it's playoff or bust. And outside of teams that have been there, at least in recent years, I don't know that there's any more pressure on a very good team. Again, they go 9-3. They may fire his ass. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't think they will, but if they go 8-4 or below, I think they will. So I think I'm selling.
You're wrong, and you usually are about Coach Kelly. So he's going to surprise you when he whoops ass week one.
Hey, shout out Cousin Joey, or excuse me, Cousin JG. Shane, as a fellow Vol, you got this. I am too late to hear the cousins talk about the Vols. Yep, you're too late. Rewind it. You'll get it.
You don't want to watch it. It wasn't a good one.
But here,
hit the thumbs up before you go back there.
Shout out! Oh, Cousin Ricky gave us $50.
Hey, Shane. Come on now.
Giggum. Aggies beat the hell out of Arkansas baseball. I added an extra 30 to keep Cousin Shane in the play. Yeah, you got to be careful out there, Shane. You know what?
Absolutely. I mean, I do watch like some of those, like I watch those YouTube videos, those people that jump and they do the, the different dance procedures and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh man, that's pretty cool. But then I'm like, but what if? The problem is when I was in grade school, there was a kid, and I won't mention his name. Actually, it wasn't a kid. It was a teacher, a PE teacher. Fell out of a plane, like he was doing this and parachute opened up late or something like that, totally jacked him up, so that has always haunted me as a kid. And then obviously, I'm a big guy. I told you we got to make a quick show and here I'm talking stories. So my uncle roofed, right? He's got a roofing business, and he asked me, or my cousin, I'm sorry, and he asked me if I wanted to do it, and I said, yeah, hell yeah, we're gonna do it, so I get up there, man. I hit a loose shingle. I slid down about 10 feet and I said, get me the hell off this roof, because I didn't think I was afraid of heights, but I was terrified of heights. They called me groundhog. And about 2 days later, I was out because it was not for me. Roofers, you know why roofers make so much money, Mike? Because no one else will do it.
Yeah. I think the only way to parachute that I'd be interested, and I think you probably have to be like level 10 expert to do this. I think it'd be cool to parachute out of a plane and you know how they do it and they land inside a stadium.
Yeah, I want a wide ass open field, I don't want anything like that, I'll catch some wind or something. And I want like two backup parachutes, I want the one on the back and then I want one on the front, so I've got a couple, I guess, in case one doesn't work, and a couple knives so I cut it real quick.
Well, you could be doing it with Sam Pittman, Shane. You buy it, you sell it, or you hold Arkansas.
I think this is a tough one because you're trying to figure out, are you buying the win-loss? I mean, we're looking here 5.5. Do I think they'll do better in 5.5? I do, but that doesn't necessarily mean I'm buying the program. The problem I'm having with this one here is I'm torn because I really love the quarterback. I love Bobby P's second-year system. I feel like the sky's the limit here, but there's a part of me that thinks that Arkansas falls on their face again. So I hate to say it, but I'm probably selling the Razorbacks here.
Yeah. Hey, shout out Cousin Mike. He said just retired from the Air Force after 30 years. Thank you for your service, brother.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Absolutely. Hey, flying Hawaiian Air Force. You know, now he's a crazy bastards out there in Hawaii roughing it, doing the EOD stuff.
Yeah. But hey, everything you just said, Shane, true. But that leads me to buy. Because we love Taylen Green.
Yeah.
We love the coordinators. And the expectations are so low for Arkansas. I think they can exceed them. I'm buying right now. I really do. I think they can come out of nowhere. And here's the biggest thing. With a revenue share, when that comes in, now it's still not going to be totally an even playing field because you're still going to have the Texas schools probably spending Lord knows how much money. But if Arkansas's got $20 million to buy a football roster, all of a sudden, I don't think they're at such a disadvantage. So
yeah.
I'm buying Arkansas.
I want to, and I hope I'm wrong. I probably am. I usually am wrong. So Razorback fans are probably happy.
How about Vanderbilt? You buy, sell?
Sell. Oh, what a wonderful season we had in 2024, Mike. I still don't want to play him because I think Pavia is extremely underrated. He's just a gamer. He finds ways to win games. And there will be a lot of tough football games played this year. But the tape's out there, Mike. And I don't think that you catch some of these teams off guard like you did the Tide last year. I feel like Vanderbilt takes a small step back. So I'm selling this one.
You son of a... I'm buying. Come on. We're getting a new stadium. Well, who knows? Diego will probably sue for another year of eligibility. We might have... What if Diego's all-time Vanderbilt quarterback for like the next 10 years? You know what I mean? I think Clark Lee's found his footing. I love what they're doing. You might be right. This might be a 1 year. They could be coming crashing down, back down to earth. But I choose to believe, Shane. I choose to believe Vanderbilt. And they're another one. This revenue share. $20 million to buy a roster now?
Yeah.
Now they're not going to be getting poached year in, year out for all their... rising players. I think that really helps programs like Vanderbilt stay competitive. They're never going to have the best roster in the SEC, but as long as they're not, far and away the worst, I think they can compete.
Well, they got the money. They got the money to do it until somebody says, let's put it to the chess team or something.
How about Kentucky, Shane? You buy it, you sell it, you hold.
Oh, man, I hate to say it, Mike, but I'm going to say it. Sell. I think you sell this thing. There is nothing. Coach Stoops comes out here. He says the right things. You know, I'm hearing more competitive depth. I'm hearing that this is a team, not a group of individuals. You know, it's going to take more than Nick Roush to convince me that Kentucky's back. You know what I'm saying? I do not think the Wildcats are back. Unfortunately, I don't think they make it over 4 wins. So sell.
Yeah. You know, at least they got a good basketball team. You know what?
At least they got, got that pretty good baseball team. So they got other sports.
It's just, they got bourbon too. Hell, they got fantastic
horse
bourbon.
Racing. You can't take, have you been to Keeneland? Hello, come on now. It's beautiful.
How about the Bulldogs, Shay? Last one, buy, sell, or hold Mississippi State.
I think I'm going to buy them. I don't think the schedule is as tough as it was last year. We argued about who had the toughest schedule in 2024. And at the end of the day, I think you got to give it to Mississippi State.
Yeah.
The odds of them having that again are slim. I think 2 years as coaching staff, the dust has kind of set a little bit. The newness has wore off. You're kind of getting your boys in there and, I feel like State catches a few teams this year. I feel like they possibly even get an SEC win here. So give me a buy just because the bar is so damn low down there.
Yeah. Yeah, let's be nice to Mississippi State, Shane. I'm right there with you. Look, we're going to buy. We're going to get all the way to 5 wins this year. I don't know how. I don't know where these wins are coming from. But we got rid of the players that aren't bought in. We got guys that want to be here, that want to compete. Still not sold on Jeff Lebby. I think he's... one hell of an offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach. How far does that get you? If we keep Blake shaping upright, that'll be key to the season.
Yeah.
We got to have him back there. But yeah, I'll buy it right there. That's about the nicest thing we've said about Mississippi State all season.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, anything else, brother, before we go?
If you're still awake, it really means a lot. And if we get enough of those, then maybe I won't have to jump out of a plane. So I appreciate everybody tuning in. Again, cuz, respect for the Air Force. Thank you for your service. And thank you all for jumping on and hanging out with us. We'll see you tomorrow.
No, Tuesday.
We'll see you Tuesday.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter.
We appreciate each and every one of you. And Shane, we appreciate you most of all. So we'll catch you on Tuesday, Shane, not tomorrow. Even though there will be shows all week long, but none of them will be live. Does that make sense?
Terrible ending. You know, I threw you off. And then I was like, man, how do we get out of this train wreck? All right, I'm going to shut up. Go Vols!
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.